Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Veda Introductory, presented by Sri Gopalakrishna Narayanan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Respected dear family members, my pranams to you. When we organized a Hindu Dharma Shibiram, a camp for learning Hindu Dharma for 2 days, many people asked many type of questions. We thought some of those questions can be answered in English so that it will be useful for everyone. These questions, majority of which are in Malayalam, so I will be translating the question into English and then giving the answer for them. First question, what is Sanatana Dharma? India is called a Dharma Rashtra. Everything used to be based on Dharma. Na Rajyam na Raja Asit na Dandyo na Chadandinaha Dharmenaiva Prajasarve Rakshantisma Parasparam. The Dharma here, it is explained like this. There is nobody to punish anybody, nobody to receive the punishment, no king to rule the country, nobody need be ruled by somebody else, and Dharmena Eva Sarve Prajaha Parasparam Rakshantisma. Through dharmic values, everybody protected each other. That is dharma. Dharma means dharayati iti dharma, dharanat dharma. The one which is instructing you, the one which is guiding you, the one which is motivating you, the one which is protecting you. That is what is called dharma. Sanatana means, that is Chirapuradhanam plus Nitya Nutanam is equal to Sanatana. In Bhagavad Gita it is told, Achedyoyam Adakhyoyam Akredyo Asosya Evacha Nityam Sarvagatasthanu Rachaloyam Sanatana. The one which cannot be destroyed through a weapon, through fire, through air, through water, and that one which is existing everywhere, which cannot be moved, which cannot be destroyed, so that particular one is Sanatana. So Sanatana plus Dharma is Chira Puradhana Dharma plus Nitya Nodana Dharma. Every mother has to perform a series of acharas. Those acharas are known as Matra Dharma. Every father has to perform a series of acharas, customs and rituals. That is known as Pitra Dharma. Every son, every daughter, every husband, every wife, every citizen, every king, every minister, every acharya is expected to perform a series of acharas put together known as that particular individual's dharma. When you put all these dharma together, matra dharma plus pitra dharma plus putra dharma plus putri dharma plus acharya dharma plus raja dharma plus Paura Dharma plus etc. is equal to Sanatana Dharma. So Sanatana Dharma definition is over. Now next question, very serious question. That is towards me. Many people used to consider you as a teacher, guru, acharya. Why you are explaining the politics of Kerala and India bluntly? So an excellent question. You know, Adi Kavyam Ramayana is a political story. It is the history of a ruler, Dasharatha, and his family. So Ramayana is history connected with the rulers. Mahabharata is also history connected with the rulers. All our Puranas explain mainly the stories of rulers or kings. And king, kingdom, queen, and the family of the king, the ministers and their advice, their guidance, their criticisms. These are all part of Indian culture. Major part of Indian culture is connected with the rulers. Their severe criticisms and everything exists. So politics is not a different subject for any Indian who is following Indian culture, who is justifying Indian culture, who is explaining about Indian culture, who is the propagandist of Indian culture. Politics is an inevitable, one of the most important subject for anybody who loves India. Including our spirituality is directly linked with the rulers. Lord Krishna was a ruler and his uncle was a ruler and his grandfather was a ruler, Sri Rama was a ruler, and the ruler's story, ruler's history, these are all part of it. So whether you consider me as a teacher, you consider me as a guru, I am least bothered about it. I am not an acharya, I am not a guru, I am not interested to be like that. I am an ordinary man in an ordinary dress. So politics, spirituality, sociology, anthropology, psychology, biochemistry, Sanskrit, our management, these are all my own subject also. So I generally used to explain it. Good question. In our family, we used to worship all the negative type of devatas. Should we construct a building for them? Negative devatas are generally rejected in the modern period. Might have some role in ancient days. But nowadays, Vedic Devata and Puranic Devata temples are needed. Construct only the Vedic Devata or Puranic Devata. Constructing Vedic Devata temples are difficult. Vayu, Agni, Jalam, and like that, Maruta, Ushas. There are about 80 Vedic Devatas in which definitely Mahavishnu and Lord Shiva are coming. Keeping them away, all our temples have to be constructed based on Puranic deities. Now, another question. Is there any Bhuta, Preta, Pishaj and so on? Bhuta, Preta, Pishaj and others. All those who are built with Pancha Bhuta, Prithvi, Apa, Teja, Vayu, Akasha. All the materials, living or non-living being, built with Pancha Bhuta are known as Bhuta. So we also used to say Bhuta Yajna. Bhuta Yajna is performing Yajna for all living and non-living beings. Bhuta. Preta means Prakarshena Yat Gadam Tat Preta. The body of a person, the dead body of a person, who enjoyed the whole life and finally relinquished from the life, his body is known as Preta. It's not a negative word, it's a positive word. And Pishaj, Bhuta Preta Pishajaye Echanye Bhuvibharaka Teshamapya Avirodena Japakarma Samarabhet. It's a mantra verse. Pishaja, Pishaja means Pishunam Yaha Ghadati Sa Eva Pishaja. Those who are eating dead bodies, they are known as Pishaja. So those who are eating dead body in non-vegetarian hotel, they are also Pishaj only. But directly you cannot call them as Pishaja. But literally they are also Pishajas. If you are eating non-vegetarian, you are also one among the Pishajas. The Christians and Muslims are doing their level best against Hindus. And they propagate their religion by hooks and crooks. It's a question what we should do. My request to you, keep an Ichha Shakti in the mind to learn and teach Hindu Dharma. Ichha Shakti in the mind. Jnana Shakti in the brain. Try to learn continuously whatever you have learned, teach others. Kriya Shakti in your body. Work continuously for Hindu Dharma. Do your duty. Don't worry about others. Every minute, every bit of your money, every bit of your energy, part of that should be utilized for Hindu Dharma. definitely you can see Hindu Dharma will be coming back. You have to only remind Hindu Dharma to the people who got converted into other religion. But other religious people will have to force the Hindus to convert to Christianity or Islam. We need not force, just remind them. Take that role. What is meant by secular? Secular country, the majority and the minority. Why we should separate them as majority and minority? Politicians are doing it. In India, we always prayed Loka Samasta Sugino Bhavandu. We always prayed Sarve Bhavandu Suginaha, Sarve Sandhu Niramaya, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Maha Kaschit Dukkha Bhave. Let everyone become happy, everyone become healthy, everyone enjoy the life, and let every, not even a single person, live in sorrow or pain. So we considered everyone. We never said Bharatiyaha Samastha Sugino Bhavantu. We never said Hindavaha Samastha Sugino Bhavantu. After independence, the politicians did their worst to come to power through hooks and crooks, so they split Indians into majority and minority. Just like Britishers followed a divide and rule, our politicians are also doing the same thing. Next question. Is there any day during when Vedas should not be read? Generally we say New Moon Day, Amavasi, Chaturdashi and Pradhama. These are the 3 days. You have to exempt the reading or chant. Reading Veda. Chanting Veda you need not accept. You can chant Vedas always. If you are reading the No Moon Day or New Moon Day, Pradhama and Chaturdashi should be avoided. What is meant by soul for a human body? Soul is not fully explained. Jivatma and Paramatma. Yato vacho nivartande aprapya manasasaha. The soul, Jivatma or Paramatma cannot be explained because it cannot be experienced in the mind. So the words will come back. Words will come back because it cannot be experienced in the mind, so it cannot be explained in the words. Yat chakshusha na pasyati yana chakshumshi pasyati. That soul cannot be seen through the eyes. The one which makes your eyes see is known as soul. Tadeva brahmatvam viddhi na idam iditam upasate. Yat srotrayana na srunoti yat manasa na manute. And these are all the one which is cannot be heard through ears, cannot be smelled through nose, cannot be tasted, cannot be experienced through skin. But since they cannot be experienced, it cannot be explained also. But what is responsible for the ears to listen? What is responsible for the eyes to watch? What is responsible for our sensory organs to smell? What is responsible for our skin to feel the touch? That force present in our body, we call it as Jivatma. And the second question is whether animals also do have soul. Definitely animal also has got the soul, but we are not in a position to explain that even for human beings, so we may not be in a position to explain it for the animals. And Shiva Sahasranama Stotra, how it comes? There are so many Shiva Sahasranama Stotra. In Puranas it is there, Linga Purana it is there, I think Shiva Purana also it is there. And individuals are also have written Shiva Sahasranama Stotra. So you select any Shiva Sahasranama Stotra. Don't bother too much about who has written it, in which book it belongs. What is meant by 33 crore? 33 crore Devadas. 33 crore. 33 crore means part. P-A-R-T. Crore also means share. Crore also means percentage. 33%, 33 crore, 33% divinity is present in every human being. 33% asuras, demonic quality is present in every human being. 33% human limitations are present in every human being. So 1/3 divine quality in every human being, 1/3 demonic quality in every human being, and 1/3 human limitations in every human being. This is what we call 33 crore Devadas. Now, who is an avatara? when the demonic qualities are minimum and human limitations are also minimum, automatically divine quality will be higher. The moment one individual holds very high divine quality, then that man is known as avatara. That man is known as avatara. How is Karna's virgin birth? Karna is not virgin birth. Really, Kundi had an affair with a person which she did not disclose. Even before getting married with Pandu, she had an affair with an individual whose name was not disclosed in Mahabharata, but Lord Krishna and Vedavyasa, they knew about it. There is nothing unusual in that. It is not a virgin birth. And Virgin Mary gave a virgin birth to Jesus Christ. It is humbug and all stupid thing. No lady will get pregnant without the contact of a man, without a sperm. The God cannot provide a sperm for the womb of a lady or girl or woman. So virgin birth of Mary is nothing but superstition or humbug and does not have any meaning. She had an affair with somebody else, or might have an affair with Joseph, which they may not be remembering which day it occurred. And naturally, then Jesus was born. So Karna's birth was never a virgin birth, directly the contact of the human being, man, with the sperm, but they did not disclose it. Then Yavat Stasyati Gidayaha Sanidascha Mahitale Tavat Ramayana Kada Lokeshu Pracharishyati. This is what is explained by Lord Brahma to Valmiki. As long as sun and moon and oceans are there, Ramayana Kada will be spreading throughout. And next question is, you dear Gopalakrishnan, you used to say it is not a story but it is history. Here Lord Brahma explained it in such a way that the history of Rama and all those who are major players, historical figures in Ramayana, about 20 in numbers, their story, the word means their history, that will be remaining as long as sun and moon are there. Ramayana, what is explained in Brahmanda Purana is Adhyatma Ramayana. In Purana we used to say Puranic story, but in Valmiki Ramayana we used to say Rama Charitam, history of Rama and all those who are connected with Rama. Can you suggest some authentic books on commentaries of Vedas? Commentaries of Vedas are available. Select commentaries written by Indians. Don't select commentaries written by foreign authors. Many foreign authors like Weber or even Max Muller might have written that book, but their background is the Western background. With the Western background, you may not be in a position to really grasp the spirit of Veda. So learn Vedic messages from an Indian order. Either it will be available in Chaukamba publications or Motilal Banarsidas publications or Samskrita series publication, all are from Varanasi. Just go to internet and search for the translation of Rig Veda or Yajur Veda or Sama Veda, you will be getting it. But remember that Vedas may be complete but their translation may be incomplete. Incomplete means it will not be conveying Adhyatmika meaning, Adhibhautika meaning, Adhidevata meaning. So don't think that once you are reading the meaning or the commentaries of Vedas, you will be getting everything connected with Veda. You will not be getting that. You will be getting an approach, some meaning you will be getting. But Vedic meaning, presenting it as a translation is very, very difficult. That is why our forefathers did not venture for doing that. How is the birth of Ayyappa? Ayyappa, remember that. It's a Kerala deity, Ayyappa. It's a historical figure about 400 years ago, 450 years ago, the king of Pandala kingdom, Pandala Raja. When he was going for hunting in the forest, he got a baby and that baby's name was Kayyappan, got in the hand. Kayyappan means baby got in the hand. Kai means hand. Appan means a baby. So Kayyappan is the baby he got from the, just like an orphan he got from the forest. So remember that Kayyappan is a historical figure. But Shasta is a Vedic figure. Brahmanaspati we used to say. So in the modern period we mixed both Vedic deity and also the historical figure. Just like Mahabali got mixed with the king of Mahabalipuram, who ruled Mahabalipuram 700-800 years ago, that Mahabali and our Bhagavata, Mahabharata Mahabali also got mixed. So integrated. It's not wrong, but we should understand that Ayyappan is a historical figure, whereas Dharmashastra is a Vedic figure. Next question, why should we learn Veda Mantra? So Veda Mantra gives, even if you are chanting Veda Mantra, without knowing the meaning, it has got a musical therapeutical effect, neuro-linguistic effect. If you know the meaning of Veda Mantra, automatically it will be giving a psycholinguistic, psychological effect also, just like a prayer and narration explanation. The body of Veda is the words and hymns. The soul of Veda is the swara. Udata, anudata, swarita, reva, hraswa, prajaya, anunasika, kamba, dirga, kamba, pluta. 10 swaras are there. Without the swaras, chanting Veda mantra will not be effective. Who is the father of Veda? You can see that nearly 210 rishis belonging to Kshatriya Kula, they wrote Veda mantras at a random, and they wrote it and kept it like that. Krishna Dvaipayana, the son of Matsyagandhi, he later known as Vedavyasa, many Vedavyasas are there, is a Vedavyasa Kula. He compiled all these mantras, connected with the jnana, knowledge, he put in Rigveda. All the mantras connected with the yaga and yajna, including some belonging to Rigveda, he put in Yajurveda. All the mantras which can be chanted as music songs, Samagana, that he put in Samaveda. And the common man's messages, connected with agriculture, connected with the diseases, connected with the rulers, connected with the Radharohanam, all these things he put in the Atharvaveda, he or his predecessors. So Jnana Yoga in Rigveda, Karma Ganda in Yajurveda, Kala and Sahitya, Kala, music, art, culture, reasonably with the Swaras in Samaveda, common man subject in Atharvaveda. Thus, you can see, you cannot sense an individual as the father of Veda. Vedas were compiled by many, many rishis. Vedas were written by many, many rishis, but compiled by Vedavyasa, not one individual, a group of the individual. Then next, the marriage alliance with the horoscope, that you need not follow strictly. That is what I have told earlier. Why it need not be followed? In Kerala, marriage alliance used to be examined only keeping the star in the position of moon. That's why I told one cannot judge the marriage alliance keeping one graha, moon alone. There are 9 grahas, there are 12 bhavas, there are Uchha Kshetra, Neecha Kshetra, Swa Kshetra, Bandhu Kshetra, Shatru Kshetra, Adi Bandhu Kshetra, Adi Shatru Kshetra, and their yoga. These are all coming into existence, and these are all factors which should be considered seriously when you analyze the individual. Without looking into all those things, without looking any of those things, only one look into the moon. That is why I said the wedding alliance using the star nakshatra should never be followed as an authentic practice of Hindu Dharma. Now we feel peaceful life, but we are not happy. We cannot even smile or laugh. What should be done? This is a common problem for everybody. So always remember, whenever you are getting opportunity to be happy, whenever you are getting opportunity to laugh, smile, utilize it intentionally. You listen to jokes, you watch TV, and you watch the comedian or comedy based film or movie, then try to laugh. Build a culture to laugh. Laughing and smiling, in Bhagavad Gita it is told, prasade sarva dukkhanam hanirasyopajayate. So you should be happy always. But Satya Sai Baba has told, happiness is the interval between two sorrows. Happiness is the interval between two sorrows. Don't keep that in your mind. You enjoy the life non-destructively and keep always happy. Next question. Each Veda has got so many recensions. What is meant by that and how the number comes? You know, Veda has been classified into Rigveda, Yajurveda, Samaveda. Veda has been classified into Rigveda, Yajurveda, Samaveda, Dharmaveda. Then Rigveda was given to a series of students, Vedic students. And the teacher told the students, you do addition, division, modification and correction and create your own Vedic branch. So Rigveda, one book given to the Shishyas, students, and the Guru instructed, you do addition, division, modification and correction. Same thing happened with Yajurveda. Same thing happened with the Samaveda and Atharvaveda. The Vedic students did addition, division, modification, correction, and each of them, they retained the original Vedas without changing. So original Veda remained there, new recensions were produced or written with minor or some cases major differences. And all these are known as recensions. In Sanskrit is known as Veda Shaga. Rigveda has got 25 recensions, of which Shakala Shaga, Bhaskala Shaga, Kaushitaki Shaga and Sankhyayana Shaga available, others got vanished. Yajurveda has got 108 Shaga, nearly 38 Shagas available. Each Shaga can be told as entirely different from other Shagas. Lot of differences are there. So all these shagas of Yajurveda put together is known as Yajurveda Vriksha. Yajurveda Vriksha. And remember that Yajurveda has got 108 recensions, majority of them got vanished. Remaining are available very well. But generally Yajurveda is classified into Shukla Yajurveda and Krishna Yajurveda. Shukla Yajurveda is not white Yajurveda. Krishna Yajurveda is not a black Yajurveda. Don't use wrong English words for telling white Yajurveda and black Yajurveda. There is no meaning for that. Tell Shukla Yajurveda. Tell idli as idli. Dosa as dosa. Sambar as sambar. Don't tell rasam as mercury. Rasam means rasam. Indian curries, Indian food items cannot be translated into English. So you allow English people to learn Indian language for Indian food. We are learning English language for English food. So they should learn Indian language for Indian food. Don't translate it into English. Or don't use any primitive English word for high quality Indian food. Like that, Krishna Yajurveda means Krishna Yajurveda. Does not mean black Yajurveda. Shukla Yajurveda means Shukla Yajurveda. It's not Vaitya Yajurveda. So Samaveda has got 1001 shakas, of which 11 shakas available, others disappear. Atharva Veda has got 52 shakas, very few are available, practically nil. So these are all the sagas, and a number also I have told you. And the next one, when you get a rebirth, when you are getting your rebirth, jatasya hi dhruvor mrityuh dhruvam janma mrtasya cha tasmad aparihariyarthe natvam suchito mahasya. This is what is from Bhagavad Gita. The question is, can you tell whether a woman will become woman itself in the next janma, man as man, like that in the next janma? Not at all. Next janma, we do not know whether we will be becoming animal or a plant or woman or a king or like that. Try to read an excellent book written by Brian Weiss, California University psychology professor. California University psychology professor has written Many Lives, Many Masters, Messages from the Masters. Many Lives, Many Masters, or Messages from the Masters. Two books. Another book is also there, which I found is not that interesting. Same Soul, Many Bodies. Same Soul, Many Bodies. These are all giving you detailed explanation of rebirth. With these words, I would like to conclude. Next, some more questions are there, which we will be explaining further. If I am continuously explaining like this, it will be boring to you. My request to you, learn as much as possible. Learn for teaching others, not merely learning. Learning for teaching. Once you have learned, once you have started teaching, then preaching. You spread it as much as possible. Then Hindu Dharma will be awakened. Hinduism has become an extremely interesting subject for everyone. World over. You should be one among the teacher. Learn at least one subject and teach others. Work for Hindu Dharma. Work for Hindu Dharma. Whether people say as you are a communalist or a fanatic or a religious crazy man, don't worry about it. If you are a worker of Hindu Dharma, boldly say, even if I have got 100 more janma, I would like to become a Hindu in the holy land of India. Proudly say, I am a Hindu. Proudly say, I am a Hindu. Never bow your head. Our dharma is, Hindu dharma is the most logical, the most rational and the most scientific one. In all other religion, people say, only my God is correct, only my book is correct, only my teacher is correct, only my emblem is correct, only my symbol is correct, only my pathway is correct. But we said, wherever correct things are available, it should become ours. So we always said, Ano Bhadraha Kratavo Yantam Vishwadaha. Let noble thoughts come towards us from all over the world. Let noble thoughts come towards us from all over the world. Learn, teach, preach, work, and whenever requirement comes, give strict comments whenever negatives are happening. Don't keep yourself away from the activities. Get involved. Jump into the water and learn swimming. Then teach swimming others. Thank you very much. My prayers to you. And so many English messages are given in the YouTube, and it is also nowadays available in the Facebook. So spread it, give the linkages to others. Thanks a lot, pranamstu.